sure you got something lodged in his
windpipe.
Windpipe or
throat.
And this thing that goes up and down?
Oh, that's sure. Adam's apple or windpipe.
Ever heard it called anything else?
Goose.
Yeah. One fellow told me it was just go fetch it.
Go fetch it.
Gotta guess it goes and fetches, whatever. Well, this is my
hand.
And I have two.
Two hands.
This part right here.
The palm.
And I can make a
fist.
Got two.
Fist.
And sometimes when people get old, they complain they're getting stiff in their
joints.
Mm-hmm. And the upper part of a man's body is
chest.
These are my
shoulders.
And this is my right
leg.
And that's my
foot.
And I have
two feet.
This part right here. You ever heard that referred
to?
But what about this part right here? Sometimes you squat down on them. People say you're squatting on your
thighs.
Ever heard that called haunches?
Yeah.
If somebody has been sick for a while, but he's up and about, you might say, well, he's up and around, but he still looks a little
pale.
Cutie. Yeah. You ever heard anybody say keekit?
Yeah.
What about a man who's very muscular and athletic, can lift heavy weights? You say he's very...
well, strong.
What about somebody who always has a smile on his face and never loses his temper? You
happy.
Say...
happy person.
Happy.
Happy.
Mm-hmm. Where people say good-natured?
Yeah, good-natured.
What about... sometimes boys, when they reach a certain age, tend to bump into everything, knock things over, trip.
Clumsy.
Clumsy. Mm-hmm. Or if, say if somebody just keeps doing things that don't make any sense at all, you just say he's a plain
idiot.
Idiot or
foolish.
Foolish. Mm-hmm. If you call somebody a fool around here, would that be considered a pretty strong thing to say?
Not too much.
Really? What about a man who has a lot of money but likes to hang on to it? You'd say he's
stingy.
Tight. Tight. Tight wad used around here?
Yeah.
Tight wad. Tight wad.
Yeah. I guess that expression is used most everywhere.
Bring this up. That'd be interesting to look into. If you say about a person, if you describe him as common, so he's just a common person, what would that mean to you?
Well, he's a person who is more or less a common type person. He's not his characteristics and all, his ways of thinking of life and all are more or less simple. He has no, I'd say, put on, just
an average
person.
Could you conceive of common ever being used in a derogatory way? Unfavorably? He's just as common as gully dirt or something like that?
Yeah.
So it could be used either way?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
What about an older person, say one who's about 90, but still gets around very well, perhaps cooks for herself? You might say about her, well, I don't care if she's 90, she's still mighty...
spry.
Spry.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Or what about if, let's say, the children are out later than usual, you might say, well, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little...
apprehensive.
Yeah. Or you wouldn't feel easy about it.
No, I feel uneasy.
Well, what would you say about a person who's reluctant to go upstairs in the dark? You say that they're...
Scared,
or perhaps...
Scared of the dark.
Anything that you would or have heard a person called who's scared easily? Maybe children might call?
No,